All right, I'm sitting here with some comrades involved in the campaign against the 41 bis regime in Italy. It's a prison regime. Maybe you can tell the listeners first briefly something about the 41 bis. What is it and what is it designed for?
So 41 bis, and that is, I think, the first and most important thing to say, is a form of torture. It's a form of legalized torture that the Italian state is using. And what it is technically, it's a prison regime. That means it's a regulation on how prisoners spend their time in jails. And it consists in a complete isolation of one person from the outside world and also from the other prisoner inmates. The people that are under 41 bis are alone 22 hours a day. They have three other people in the same part, that is a separate part of the prison, that they can have contact to 1 hour a day, but they're really also not permitted to have some real human contact with them. The only way to have contact from the outside is with one family member once a month. And everything that gets in and out is controlled. Also, their daily activity is controlled, so they're filmed all the time, 24 hours a day. And one of the things that is also really terrible for the people is that this is not a condition of isolation that is given for some months or from some period of times, as it is very common in other prison systems. But it's something that you get if you are considered to be involved with some kind of association that you can have contacts to the outside with. And it's done to break down these contacts. And so it's something that doesn't end until you do not give information about this organization or about other people, and so you collaborate with justice. So it's a type of complete isolation that lasts for years and years.
And is it designed especially for some group of people or something? I mean, there's similar laws in other countries as well, like in Spain, the F-type prison. Maybe, I don't know if it's comparable, or in Germany there was similar things used against the RAF, and this was exported to other countries as well. Was there a certain group of people it was designed for, this kind of law, and against who is it used nowadays?
So yes, it was designed more for people part of mafia. In the 90s, was a part of new regulation on jail, and they designed it after a big developing of mafia, and especially in the south of Italy, with some massacre that they did, and it should be in that moment a kind of emergential measure that then they kept until now. And for the political prisoners, they started in beginning of 2000 to use with the new Brigate Rosse, and they are still in this regime since 20 years. If we want to compare with out of Italy, I could say that yes, in Spain we have example of isolation that is not really like that regime, because the regime is not just isolation, it's a step more. And maybe also we could compare with RAF in Germany, of course, that is from 70s and 80s. So if we think that society should have a step more in a direction of human rights, it's not, because we are going worse and worse in that sense. Now the point is that this 41 bis is also used as preventative measure. So also in preventative prison, they can give you, even if you are not at the end of the trial and they are not sure that you did what they imagine that you did as a crime. And yes, the aim now in particular, because now we will speak on anarchist movement, is that they want to cut the communication between the comrades inside and the anarchist movement.
Yeah, this is a really crucial thing from my point of view in anarchist movement, that the people which are inside can participate in the movement. That's a really harsh instrument to fight against anarchist movement. Maybe you can tell listeners also something why you started your campaign now, because as you said, the regime exists since quite some years now, but now you started the campaign against 41 bis. What's the particular reason for it?
Yes, a particular reason is that a comrade, Alfredo Cospito, he's an anarchist comrade. He's in this regime since the 5th of May of this year. And Alfredo, I mean, he was already in jail. He's for 10 years in jail for being accused of being a part of a subversive association for the purpose of terrorism and in the Scriptamanet operation. And before he was accused, sentenced for have shooting a leg of one important person from the Ansaldo Nucleare. And Alfredo is a comrade that during these years of jail was always communicate, be a part of the anarchist debate. He was reading articles and books, and so it was very present, his contribution. And now it's clear the state want to cut this relation, this contribution that he gives to the anarchist movement. And so that's why they put him in the 41 bis.
So can you maybe tell furthermore about the hunger strike he did? As I heard, he's doing a hunger strike against this regime he is in now.
Yes, and now from the 20th of October, Alfredo start a hunger strike against the 41 bis and against the ergastolo ostativo. That's a kind of life imprisonment sentence. And Alfredo, he wrote a text that explained why exactly he started the hunger strike, but it was not possible to get this letter. But from the lawyer, we know that Alfredo says that for him it's impossible to live under this regime. He would have preferred to have a death sentence instead to have the 41 bis. And he started the hunger strike against this. And it's a hunger strike that he will do until the end. Now he's not getting any kind of supplement, like not sugar, salt, vitamin, mineral, nothing. He's just drinking water. And yes, we will see how the hunger strike will go.
And also some other comrades are in solidarity with him and started an hunger strike. Anna, Juan, and Ivan from France, even. And yes, so we will see now the conditions of Alfredo are that he lost 18 kilos. He has also health problem like before the hunger strike. So we will see how it's going on. Because as far as we know, he wants to continue till the end. And yes.
So that's a really urgent situation. And as we know, like the support from outside is a really crucial thing to fight this prison regime. And can you tell a little bit if there's things going on already to support the comrades doing the hunger strike and... yeah, how people can join this kind of actions, or what can people do to support the comrades in prison?
Yeah, so there has been an international call of solidarity that has been spread over the last weeks. And we think it's really important that everybody who wants to support Alfredo's struggle just also acts autonomously regarding this call. There are a lot of different things one can do to bring his name, his face, his story into the public and in different contexts. And that's very important. We're going to organize a demonstration on the 23rd of November in front of the Italian embassy. And we're, of course, inviting everyone to join. But also, if you're not in Berlin, you can do whatever you feel like to support this. And there is already a lot of things going on to bring the story outside. And we think it's really important, yeah, to spread this news and to show also in different ways how important it is to us. and also to a general anarchist movement, it should be, because it's a really tough situation. It's the first time also in Italy that is applied to an anarchist prisoner. So,
is there something else you want to add to the interview?
I think it's really important that, we stress the fact that Alfredo now is in hunger strike and we need to support him and to solidarize with him. But at the same time, this is something that affects all of the anarchist movement. And it's important to go beyond division and also all of the political movements, because such a huge, massive tools for repressions are not going to be used only against him. They're going to be widened and widened. And what is under accusation in this moment is not only him, but also his communication and his contributing to an anarchist movement that it is self put under attack. So I think this is also key to understand why it's so important in this moment to show solidarity and to support the struggle.
We have an international Telegram channel that you can check, No41Bis. You find it, and that's it.
So thanks a lot for the conversation, that you took the time to talk with me, and I wish you a lot of strength for the ongoing struggle, and I hope a lot of people will join the campaign.
Thank you.
Thanks.